Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider, Post-Gazette, back with us to make sense of all that. Ray, when do you expect to hear about Steelers coaching news?
When Tomlin has made moves, it hasn't been consistent. Like, he's made some moves, you know, the same week as the season ended. But he's also made moves, you know, late January, too, where, you know, we find out guys aren't coming back. So I don't get the sense that anything is imminent at all.
Wow.
You know, that could change.
What's the holdup? I mean, how is it that hard to figure out who's good enough to keep their job and who isn't, Ray?
Well, I mean, Mike.
You'd also want to talk to people before they get jobs with other teams, you know?
Well, I mean, listen, all I'm saying is I haven't heard anything like that anyone who's under contract, let me say that, anyone who is under contract is going to be let go. But that could change. You know, Mike could have conversations in the next week or two, and he could change his mind. And also, you know, let's say maybe Mike goes out and hires a consultant like a Brian Flores, an assistant head coach. I mean, you know, Art has shown the willingness to do that in the past. He did it with Brian Flores. They've done it, on a few other occasions too, where, you know, you bring somebody else in who's in addition to the coaching staff and not somebody who's taking someone's place who's under contract. So the sense I get right now is there's going to be changes, but probably not the changes that people want to hear about. It could be just position coaches, and I honestly don't know that that's going to come tomorrow. That could come next week or the week after.
How involved does Art Rooney get in these decisions to retain or not retain coaches? When Mike is going through this process, how involved is the owner?
Yeah, I mean, Art was involved last year, obviously, but I think for the most part, he trusts what Mike thinks and what Mike wants to do. Now, listen, this situation at the end here, what happened both on offense and defense, but I'm talking more about defense now because that was supposed to be this team's strength. Does that rise to the level of Matt Canada? I don't know about that. They fired Matt Canada, and
doesn't sound like you think it does.
I don't think it does. Honestly, I think the Canada tenure was so bad. They were a very good defense with Austin being the quote-unquote coordinator until really the last half of this season. I mean, they were a pretty good defense for the other years he was a coordinator here. Now, you could say he's got great players. That might be true, but his defense is statistically, they did pretty well. That was not the case late this season. That's why I'm leaving, you know, the door open for that, but like I said, guys, I haven't heard that they would be willing again to, get rid of somebody who's under contract next year.
So then who is the biggest name position coach that you think will be let go then, Ray?
I mean, I don't want to speculate because I don't even know who's under contract and who's not. You know, I know the coordinators' deals. I knew Pat Meyer still had a year left, but I don't know, you know, what Grady has left, or the linebackers coach, or Denzel Martin, or anyone like that.
So you think Meyer will be back then?
Well, Meyer's under contract.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't get that sense. But, again, you know, things could change, and you know, Mike can change his mind, but I do not get the sense that they're going to make a change there.
Man, Ray, how long have you been covering this team?
Full time, more than a decade now.
I mean, in that decade, can you remember an off season where it just, like, you know, you're interacting with a lot of fans, you're doing mailbags, you're obviously observing the way the team gets talked about. Can you remember a time in that decade where the attitude towards them has been this bleak and negative?
No, it's as bad as I can remember. Certainly not since, I think I've been doing this full time since 2012, and it has never been this bad. You know, they started 0-4 in 2013. They turned that around, and then they were in the playoffs for a good while there. It's never been like this. You know, maybe if you want to go back to like 2017 when you lose to the Jaguars in the fashion that you did there, but it didn't rise to the level now. I mean, I think there are more people up for Mike Tomlin's job more than ever, and I think increasingly you're seeing more people upset with the owner as well. So I think that's I think, you know, really Art's probably expecting that because of what he said at the end of last season. I'm sure he's, you know, like Mike, he's got big shoulders. He's willing to take them on. But I, you know, for both Mike and for you know, Steelers ownership, I think this is as bad as it's you know, that I can remember.
Ray, do you agree with most of your peers that Russell Wilson's done and Justin Fields will be the Steelers' number one quarterback next year?
Yeah, here's my thoughts on that. I had no issues with Russ being the guy at midseason. That's why they brought him in here, guys. They wanted to win a playoff game. They wanted to make a run here with this veteran group. It didn't work out. And I think what we saw here was maybe, you know, Russ is probably a good quarterback for a better situation. And I think Justin, given his athletic ability, I think Justin, if you stick with him as a starter in 2025, he can help the running game. He can help, you know, some of those sacks aren't going to be sacks anymore. Now, can the coaches work with him as a passer? I don't know if you could fix him as a passer, but I think the running game would be better, get back to better playing better defense. You know, that's my thought process there. If you, you know, right now I'd say it's 60-40 probably in favor of Justin Fields. And then I do think, guys, whoever it is, they got to go out and find a young quarterback in the draft, either this year or next year. I know this is not a great draft for quarterbacks, but you got to get that guy in place here. You're in a division with Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, in a conference with Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. You got to go out and get that young guy and hope he can develop into one of these franchise quarterbacks.
Ray, where do you think they stand right this second on how they want to proceed with George Pickens? More likely he actually gets a like, I'll give you three scenarios. He gets traded, he gets a contract extension, or he enters next year just with no new contract and still on the Steelers.
I don't have a great sense of what the Steelers are thinking right now. I think they're still going through that process. It feels like he's going to get traded. Just being around the team, being in that locker room, seeing how he interacts with coaches and players, it feels like maybe this thing has run its course. I don't know. Maybe if they go out and get a free agent receiver and, you know, you could sell George on that, you know, he's not going to be double teamed and that he can maybe even be more productive, you know, put some better players around him. Maybe you can convince him and you hope that he turns into a better citizen. But we've seen no evidence of that for 3 years, so I don't know that you can count on that happening in year four either. So it feels to me like maybe something is going to happen in March or more than likely April before the draft.
Do you think Micah Fitzpatrick is back with an $18 million cap hit next year?
Well, I think it's a $22 million cap hit.
22, thank you. Even more.
18 might be his salary.
Yep.
Second highest cap hit only to T.J. Watt. You know, listen, they couldn't cut him as a post-June 1 cut, and they could, you know, the dead money in 25 would only be like $6 or $7 million, you know, and then you push that off into the future. You have to, you know, eat the rest of that in 2026, but it's not that hard to walk away from Minka. My gut feeling is they're going to walk away from other guys. I think they'll keep Minka. I think Larry Ogunjobi's gone. You know, you can Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, Montrevious Adams, Dean Lowry, guys like I think he could save a bunch of money with guys like that. I think that'll, you know, those ones will add up, and I think you just want to give maybe Minka one more shot. And then if it doesn't work out, cut him next year. Next year, it's a much, much more palatable, you know, dead cap hit. And I think it's much easier to walk away with 1 year rather than 2 years left.
Ray, not whether you think they will, but do you think they should at least explore the idea of trading T.J. Watt this offseason?
I wouldn't. As corny as it sounds, I do think there's, like, Cam Hayward being a quote-unquote one-helmet guy. I think that's important for franchises. And, you know, he's only got 1 year left, so what would T.J. Watt going into year – his age 31 season, what would he really fetch in a trade anyway? Like, the team would have to sign him, would be a, you know, sign and trade. Would you get maybe you get a one, but I don't know. I just think you keep a guy like that, you build around him, and then, you know, hopefully at some point you can figure it out and get a playoff win for the guy.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette. Ray, thanks again. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.